What were we promised?
During yesterday's show.
Yes.
Oh, that Norm is supposed to watch, Hollywood Shuffle?
Well, he put that on the table, and we knew that wasn't going to happen because he's had my copy of Hollywood Shuffle for probably about a year now, and he's using it, Nortosh is using it as a coaster for her Capri Suns or something like that. But after we swatted that away, Norm, after doing the fight of the day about Tyson and Seldon and realized that that was the last public appearance of Tupac, said that he would do a dramatic reading of a Tupac song. So we picked Brenda's Got a Baby for Norm to dramatically recite. So everyone sit down.
Oh, yeah.
Grab your drinks. Order from the waitress. Do whatever you have to do. And shh, be quiet. Silence your phones. Because right now, I present to you Norm Hitzkus in a dramatic reading of Brenda's Got a Baby.
Brenda's got a baby. Say that one more time. Brenda's got a baby. I hear Brenda's got a baby, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name. Well, let me show you how it affects the whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie. When in death to his arms, it's sad, 'cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just 'cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a thought, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist temptation. Brenda's got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was her cousin. Now let's watch the joy end. She tried to hide her pregnancy from her family, who didn't really care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids, as long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now, Brenda's belly is getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old, and she's having a baby in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And yet, she thinks he'll be with her forever and dreams of a world with the two of them together. Whatever. He left her, and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw it in the trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in the trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say, you making me lose pay. The social worker's here every day. Now Brenda's got to make her own way. Can't go to her family. They won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter. She couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ended up getting robbed. So now what's next? There ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute. Found slain. And Brenda's her name. She's got a baby.
Wow, man.
I honestly will tell you, of the things I never thought I'd do in life, a dramatic reading of a Tupac Shakur rap song,
man,
I never thought I'd do.
I think Tupac would be very proud of you.
No, it's Tupac. At least I think it is. At least if Donnie's not, well, I almost called you Johnny again.
Now, so you're admitting that you called me Johnny the first time.
As long as Johnny's not pulling an Oliver.
Morning, Oliver.
I may have a ticket jersey with all those names on the back and just wear them randomly. Goodness. Norm, that was powerful.
I mean, if Norm just wrote another book of poetry and that was one of the poems, I'd be like, damn, that is some, that's powerful.
I know.
Tupac was the man.
You know, just for you, Mike, I might go back to work on that book of poetry.
Please do. I think we all need it now more than ever.
Well, I at one point had done a fair amount of work on a collection of poems entitled Fresh Graves. And maybe I think I'll go back to work on that.
Okay.
Maybe anything more uplifting options on the,
on
the title?
Fresh Graves. On
a,
yeah, can we...
A list of potential titles? Let's workshop that, but you...
Yeah, let's have a round table. Yeah. We can we can come up with something.
How about Fresh Orchids?
No, that's too much like a Patriot song.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's just the say second reference in a week or two. I know.
He's always one degree of separation away from the Knicks or the Raiders.
now it seems like he's one degree of separation from Robert Kraft, getting happy endings in a place in Florida. So I don't know where his mind is right now. But Norm, that was beautiful.
That was awesome. Thank you, Norm. Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow for Tupac's Dear Mama as we go through the catalog of Tupac Shakur, dramatically read by Norm Hiskus.
I'm not doing that other one that starts with those three words either.
We're going to replace Fight of the Day with a dramatic reading from Norm from the Tupac catalog.
Can I do Biggie tomorrow? Can I do Biggie?
Please.
You 100% can do Biggie. It is on the books. You cannot get out of it. Now we have to find the Biggie tune for you to dramatically read. Because you can't favor the West Coast over the East Coast. We have to be neutral in this fight. We're Switzerland.
We don't want to get you in trouble.
That's right. We don't want to get you shanked.
If you claim a set, you're going to have to deal with the other one.
Norm claiming a set may be the funniest thing I've heard. We'll set you claiming, old man.
For real, we'll do a Biggie song tomorrow, Norm. You'll like it. They're very rhythmic, and then we can be done with this. But just to be Biggie. For balance.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, now I have to tell you, if left on my own, I have no idea what Biggie ever did.
Don't worry.
So I'll need a recommendation.
What do you think?
We've
juicy?
Got your back. we'll figure out options for Norm, and we'll make it clean. We
it
don't
was
want
all
you
a
to,
dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
Those are amazing.
Wait a minute. Let's make sure those rhyme. Check with Dan, our rhyming expert.
Well, we'll pass it through him, and then we'll get it to you, Norm. That was awesome.